Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Natalie.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. And we're back with Natty Waters.
Hi.
You seriously, we had Carrie last week. She was on vacation.
Nice.
She came in even though she was on vacation. You just got off of vacation at 7 o'clock this morning, right?
Yeah, we just drove in.
That's crazy.
It was awesome.
From?
California.
California.
Los Angeles.
Did you see any famous people?
Mickey Mouse.
Ah! Did you see Cinderella?
Yeah, we did, actually.
She's my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
My daughter likes Ariel.
Aww.
Yeah. That's she got so to sweet. Meet Ariel.
So you took her out there on a road trip.
Yes.
Where all did you stop?
Well, we stopped quite a bit just because we drove, and it's a 16 to 18 hour drive normally, but with our stops, it took about 19 total, I think.
That's not bad.
It's not terrible.
3 hours additional.
Right. But we drove the whole way through. We went to Vegas.
How long were you in Vegas?
We just kind of got breakfast on our way to Los Angeles, and then on the way back, we watched the Broncos game at a little sports bar there.
In Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, one of my friends recommended a Broncos bar out there, so.
There's a Broncos bar?
Yeah,
in Vegas?
Well, not, yeah, I guess so, because they have quite a few Bronco fans that were in there watching as well, and they had quite a few decorations for the Broncos. So,
are you a big Broncos football?
You can I be guess honest. I like the sport of football. It's actually a lot of fun to watch it. I have, you know, we get together with my family and we basically drink beer all day and watch football. So that's probably the best part about it.
That's how my ex-boyfriend was. They were big, not Broncos, but Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Oh yeah.
Nebraska, it's like a religion out there.
Oh, yeah.
And we would go back every Thanksgiving, and it was when Nebraska played Colorado before they changed all of the... And it was the best part of the Thanksgiving trip, because it was the Friday after Thanksgiving, you're on, food coma, and then you just get to drink and let loose.
Drink beer all day long.
it's a mess.
Yes.
It is a mess.
But it's fun.
Yes.
It's a fun mess.
Okay, so you took your daughter to Disneyland,
yes.
And she didn't know about it.
Had no idea.
What did you tell her? How do you set this up? Hey, we're just going to go on a road trip?
Yeah.
Where did you tell her you were going?
We basically packed everything the night before while she was sleeping, and I had it in my car with me while I dropped her off to her grandfather's house before school that day. And we'd already set it up with the teachers and everything, and... yeah, we basically got home Tuesday night and we're like, hey, we're going to go visit a friend. And she's like, what? And my husband's like, well, we're going to go to a party. We're going to go visit our friend at a party. And so we're driving. And
this was what time at night?
4:30, 5 o'clock
in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. And so you just hop in the car, you're like, we're gonna go to a party, visit a friend.
Well, she was curious, of course. She's like,
who?
Are they gonna have kids there? Where's it at? And we finally were driving and we get to the mountains and she's like, they live really far. Are we almost there yet? And it was fun because the whole time we were like, we're gonna go see our friend. Just hold on, be patient. And then
that's so cute.
Finally we arrived and I tried to play I Spy with her so that I could just kinda see if she could figure out her surroundings, and she figured it out. It was pretty funny.
And you posted a video on your Facebook page.
I did today. It took forever.
So cute.
I was on my computer for 3 hours waiting for it to load.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long of a video is it?
It's 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
So
I try and keep it under a minute.
Well, I figured
that takes a while.
I figured that's what the issue was, but I guess I didn't really, it wouldn't let me post it at all while we were there, which I probably shouldn't have been on the internet, but when you're waiting in line, you're at the, during the ride lines, you're just kind of like, okay, what am I going to do?
So how long were you at Disneyland?
So we got there on Wednesday, like I'd say mid-afternoon. So we were there Wednesday through Saturday night.
That's a lot of Disneyland. Were you Mickey Mouse out?
Well, we only...
Did you go to Disneyland every day?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Good.
So I guess Wednesday when we got there, we just kind of walked around downtown Disney. Mm-hmm. We ate at the Rainforest Cafe, which I wasn't really thrilled with.
Is it better than other Rainforest Cafes? Because we used to have one here in Park Meadows, right?
I don't know. The only other time I've been to one was down in Cancun, and I don't remember most of that trip.
That means you had a good Cancun experience.
Yeah, to say the least. No, but it honestly just kind of made me sick, so I didn't gain any weight the whole trip, which is a plus.
Oh, it like made you physically sick.
Just my stomach was upset the rest of the time, so I guess that was the downfall. But anyways, the next day, so we purchased basically two tickets, one for each day for each park, basically. So we went to California Adventure on Thursday, we went to Disneyland on Friday, and then Saturday we went to the beach all day long. It was awesome.
Was it warm?
Yeah.
Because
it was hot there, but the beach was
the water was freezing. Yeah. The one time I've been to California, I put my feet in the sand, mm-hmm, in the water, and I was like, what the? This is not okay.
Yeah. It's really cold, but you get used to it. And we played in the waves all day. It was really, I don't even know. There was high tides, there were low tides, so it was very active that day. It was a lot of fun. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was.
You do look a little bit tanner.
Thank you.
But you kind of had a good color anyway. I'm jealous.
Well, I actually put suntan lotion on.
Good.
The whole time.
That means you're getting older and wiser.
Yeah, I guess so.
My boyfriend makes fun of me every time we go out in the sun. I'm like, I must wear sunscreen. But I use that fake tan out of the bottle. He's like, you put the fake tan stuff on. Why not get real sun? I was like, not in Colorado.
No, this girl
does not tan in Colorado. I burn. In Missouri, I would tan.
Mm-hmm.
But I moved here and it was like third degree burns. I'm like, where am I at?
Right.
But the elevation does matter.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think in the morning on a few of those days, I forgot to put sunscreen on. Mm-hmm. And if I were here and I'd done that, I would have already been burned. So it's not the only one. In sea level. Yeah.
And you posted about the California traffic.
Yeah.
How was that?
It wasn't terrible. Like, most of our travel time was kind of like the evening hours. And it was also during the middle of the week. So it wasn't exactly terrible. But one instance we had, we went to, like, Walmart, I think. We're trying to find sand toys for my daughter. Okay. And literally, every time you try to reverse, like, there's another person behind you, and they don't care. Like, they're going. So it's like you're playing chicken in reverse. And then we were driving down the lane, and this other person was going to go to kind of merge into where we were. And we were really close to hitting them. Like, we had our right of way, and they just cut us off. And it was like that all over the place.
I would freak out. The one time I went, Steve and I went, and he drove the whole time.
Yeah.
Because he lived there for a few years.
Really?
And he hated it. That's why you came back to Colorado. But
gotcha.
I'm like, you're the professional. I am the newbie. I was like, I'm in California. I know. I'm in LA. Oh my God, who am I going to see?
The allure of all of it. You're like, oh, am I going to accidentally bump into somebody?
Right. Is Britney Spears going to just be walking down the street? That doesn't happen much.
Right.
You're looking for it.
Right. Well, we drove down Hollywood Boulevard. And then we drove down Sunset, and it totally reminds me of, like, Broadway.
Yeah.
Here in Denver.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
I could see that.
Yeah.
From my recollection. Mm-hmm. Steve keeps trying to get me to go back out, because he'll go there, like, once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I never have enough vacation time. I'm like, crap, I really want to go out to California. I really had so much fun.
Yeah.
But the time that we went, he was a part of a, like, 50th anniversary for this comedy club. So I got to meet Jay Leno,
nice.
Brad Garrett, the Turtle guy. Turtle.
Oh, Dana Carvey.
Yes. That was a brief introduction. I was like, oh my gosh. And Arsenio Hall. And I was like, I don't know if I can ever compete with this. Like, you take me and then nothing happens. It's kind of like, meh.
I gotcha.
I had so much fun. So much fun.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm glad you made it back. I didn't realize you were cutting it that close. Like, I thought you came back yesterday.
We started out yesterday.
7 o'clock in the morning. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we left at...
Your husband is a trooper.
11.
Do you guys take turns, yesterday. Though, driving?
I wanted to yesterday, but he just wouldn't let me. So, I did from... There was a road closure between Utah and Las Vegas.
That's big.
And what happened was they had so much rain that it washed some of the road out. And so we had to take like a detour, which was, it added 2 more hours onto the Vegas to, so basically Utah to Vegas. It added 2 more hours on because you had to like go way up north into Utah and over and then back down into Nevada. So it was kind of like a weird route. So I drove for like 6 hours and that was about it.
Wow.
That's all I did. I drove. I was kind of mad.
Were you?
Yeah, I like to drive, but...
I do too.
Yeah.
I love a good road trip.
Yeah.
But I like to be in the driver's seat, like getting to take it all in. Because as a passenger, I tend to like not even pay attention.
Yeah.
Because I could like tell you everywhere like I go, the directions. Mm-hmm. But if I'm the passenger, I couldn't get you there again.
Really? I'm just more so like when I'm unsure about the road.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't, if I'm in a new place, it kind of scares me being the passenger because I don't feel like I have control of the wheel.
Right. Yeah.
And so I'm always just kind of gripping onto that bar like, ooh.
The oh shoot bar.
Right. Yes.
Well, I'm glad you made it back.
Thank you.
We're going to do Women Crush of the Week now.
Awesome.
I need to make like big intros to this because it's been like, I want to say 6 weeks in a row that I've done this Women Crush of the Week.
Yeah, you need like bells and whistles.
I know. I need some imaging. I'll work on that. Yes. So my Woman Crush of the Week is Tina Fey. I saw her on Saturday Night Live this last Saturday night. I don't know if it was new or a rerun, but I was like, you know what? She's pretty awesome. I haven't read her book, but she has that book with the man hands. That's all I can think of. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have seen
it. We were like, wait, what? Yeah. So she is known for creating and starring in 30 Rock. I didn't know she created that. Did you? Yeah,
no.
She created it. She wrote the world's most quotable movie, Mean Girls. Didn't know she wrote that. If you go to wetseal.com right now, you can buy like 6 different water bottles with Mean Girl quotes on it.
Oh, really?
I was like, what?
How funny.
She wrote that. And then she has the autobiography with the man hands on it called Bossy Pants. And then, of course, she's acted as the official best friend of Amy Poehler. Do you think they're really best friends?
I think they probably are.
I hope so.
Like the whole Ben and Matt Damon thing.
Yes.
I think they were actually best friends.
I really hope so.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, she was on... she was SNL's first female head writer. I didn't know that either. I knew she was on SNL.
Nice.
I didn't know any of this about her. So when I started to like research, I was very surprised.
Nice.
And I found a great quote. And this is going to be the title of our podcast this week. It's called, "Do Your Thing and Don't Care If They Like It."
Awesome.
There have been times where people have like commented negatively toward the podcast, like something we've talked about or like in general, and I really take it hard.
Yeah. Like,
oh,
well, it's hard.
That sucks.
Any kind of negative feedback, you're just...
But at least they're listening.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not saying, hey, we're not coming back.
Right.
So, I don't know. Who's your woman crush of the week? I know you don't.
Well... You are.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I heard that promo yesterday, and I just knew that you got a lot going for you.
You've been vacationing until 7 o'clock this morning, so we'll give you a pass. All right, I won! I won Woman Crush of the Week. Yay!
Woman Crush of the Week is Janet Blair.
I did make a promo because we are on the Rockin' Comedy Show or Radio Network or, I don't, Rockin' Comedy Radio.
Awesome.
Every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, which is 10 a.m. Mountain time.
Yes, that's correct.
So every Wednesday, Rock and Comedy Radio. And I'll post the link every week, and they asked me to make a promo, and I was like, oh, I haven't worked in radio in how long? Oh, my gosh. But it was so much fun.
Sounds awesome.
It was so easy. And I did post it on our Facebook page this morning.
I'll share it.
Yes, share with all your friends, because that was a lot of fun. And I told the guy that does Rock and Comedy Radio, I was like, I had so much fun. He's like, you can tell. Smiles, smiley face. Yay. Nice. Yeah. All right, so some entertainment news, just a little bit, because we have to. The View. Do you watch The View?
No.
No? Okay.
I do not.
I remember back when it first started, I've been obsessed with Barbara Walters my entire life, since 2020. Love her voice. And so when she started The View, I was very much into it, but then I was in a different world than I am now. I worked nights and I could record The View. Sometimes I'd wake up in time to watch it, but it was very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
But then it kind of like, I got into the day job and it kept going and got a little crazy. There was like Rosie versus Elizabeth Hasselbeck, then Whoopi joined. No, okay.
I just knew that there was a lot of controversy between like a 50s something. I don't want to say it's not politically correct.
That's funny.
I don't know. Some lady, she's really brash.
Yeah.
And mean.
So, like, they've redone the cast. Like, they had Who's the Blonde, just married the New Kids on the Block guy, Jenny McCarthy. She was on it. And she was like, go. Yes.
Okay.
And then Sherry Shepherd was on it, and she got let go. And so they're like, okay, that. And Barbara retired, quote unquote. So who the heck's going to be on The View? Well, they have come out with new, like, promotional material to show you. We have Rosie O'Donnell coming back. Whoopi Goldberg coming back. Those are two crazy ladies to have together. And then in addition to them, actress Rosie Perez.
Oh, nice.
And Nicole Wallace.
I don't know who that is.
I didn't either. It's going to be back on September 15th, but Perez recently scored a Broadway gig playing opposite Larry David in his play Fish in the Dark. She also served as a guest host on The View last February. Wallace served as communications director for George W. Bush and has also guest hosted on the show before, making 3 appearances last year. So I'm thinking she's the Hasselbeck replacement. She's the Republican versus Rosie.
Gotcha.
And then I don't know what Whoopi and Rosie Perez are going to do.
Rosie Perez, I thought was... That's...
She's like Hispanic that was in several movies, I feel like in the later 80s, right?
White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah. She had like New York accent.
Oh, yeah, and, yeah.
Yeah.
You would think that with those three, that's
it's going to be so much personality.
Yeah. I don't know that I could even, it doesn't even sound appealing.
Oh, alrighty then. I was like, maybe I should set my DVR, but I don't know.
You can.
That's going to be pretty crazy.
And then let everyone know.
Yes, I'll come back.
Give it the thumbs up or come thumbs back. Down. Yeah.
So, a 16-hour road trip.
Yeah.
What music was on your repeat?
Well, we did the old shuffle through the music.
A lot of Disney?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were, like, playing, like, Frozen soundtrack.
No.
Little Mermaid soundtrack.
No.
No.
As much as I can, I try and influence my daughter with my
flavor. That's good.
My
I
flavor.
Appreciate that.
And that's more so, I mean, she likes a lot of country, actually, and that's more so with the influence of her cousins, which is really good because, I mean, there is some country out there that's kind of not so great, but it's a lot better than if she were listening to, like, gangster rap or something.
So who's her favorite artist? As a 6-year-old?
I don't know. I'd say one of the girly girls, like Katy Perry or probably... someone like that.
Carrie Underwood?
I don't know if she knows who that is by name. But she mostly watched movies on our computer. So gotcha. She had her own little headset. Aww. So we were listening to music. So
you got to listen to adult music while she listened to movies.
Yeah.
Watch movies.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
So.
Well, I discovered a new country album.
Awesome.
Which none of my co-hosts like country music. Carrie McLeod kind of, like, she's like, yeah, I'm getting into it. But... no one loves country music like I do, so I'm sorry. Bear with me.
No, you're good.
I was on Spotify this last weekend, and they have where you can browse the different lists, and they have new music. And I was like, oh. So I clicked on it, and they have different albums that were recently released. So, of course, I'm scrolling through looking for country albums. And there's an artist called Sunny Sweeney, who I've known about for several years, but I haven't heard about her in a while. The last thing I heard about her was, like, 2 years ago, she was quitting smoking. I'm like, okay, she's kind of like the...
Did she succeed?
Yes, I think so. As far as I've read. She's kind of like the Miranda Lambert, the, like, rougher...
Rebel.
I'm gonna kick your butt country girl. But I think Miranda beat her to that image, so she kind of didn't excel.
Fell by the wayside. Yes. Gotcha.
But she is amazing, and she has a new album out. It's called Provoked, and it's been called Playful and Fun of Full of Attitude Laden Songs. They also have somber tracks, and there's not a single filler song in the entire collection. And readers of TheBoot.com overwhelmingly voted Provoked Album of the Month in August of 2014. And this is, what, September 15th? And I just found it 2 days ago. I was so sad. I was like, what? I'm missing out on this. It's a great album if you like country music.
That's actually not that bad. Sometimes Sassy. When I read about newer artists, I don't usually find them till like a year or two later.
Oh.
So...
So I try and keep my finger on the pulse of that country music thing, but yeah.
Gotcha.
Do you have an iPhone?
I do.
I thought you did.
I do.
What version of the iPhone do you have?
I have a 5C and it's very broken.
5C. I have the 4S.
Nice. I used to have that.
I know. It's crashing like nobody's business. Yeah. It's not just Facebook.
I think it was iOS 7. Safari. Just.
Yeah. Safari is crashing. Instagram. And really anything. I can't do anything on my phone for a long period of time, and it crashes.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear that a lot of people are having that issue. And of course.
Yeah, I did experience that a lot with Facebook over the last week. It's been really finicky, and I thought it was just trying to force me to do the new Messenger app, but
no,
I haven't given into that.
Mm-mm. I have the Messenger app.
Oh, do you?
Don't do it. It doesn't matter. I have the Messenger app, and it still crashes.
Interesting.
I'll go to post a photo. And it'll crash. If I post a photo and try and tag someone, it'll definitely crash every time. So you have to post it, then go back to the photo and tag someone.
That's so funny.
It's so ridiculous. But I think it all has to do with the new iPhone 6.
Probably.
Have you, you've been on vacation. Have you caught up with it?
No.
Well, I got your information right here. Are you ready?
Hit me with
this. Okay. All right. I got this from EliteDaily.com. Now, these are not all of the features, but they're the features that us girls care about.
Okay.
All right. So, longer battery life.
Awesome.
It's supposed to last up to 24 hours on standby.
I don't believe that.
I don't either, but we'll see. There's a lot of fitness apps. The new M8 Motion processor can track if you're cycling or running.
I like that.
Prettier selfies. The iPhone 6 and 6 Plus, because you have two versions, have an updated front-facing camera that takes burst selfies, meaning you can pick the picture out of several where you look the most fabulous.
Hmm. That means more of my storage on my iCloud is being used up.
That's why you gotta go and delete. You gotta delete.
I'm so bad about that.
There's an updated panorama setting, which I was with a girlfriend a couple weekends ago, and she did that panorama. Mm-hmm. I never think of it.
It's really?
I never.
I always do now.
That's what I need to work on.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be better.
I used to do that with, like, you know those cameras you have to go develop the film for?
Yes.
I used to do that. I used to just take pictures.
Oh.
And then put them together.
Oh, see? My brain doesn't even think about that.
Mm.
Two different worlds.
Yes. It's a good
feature.
Yes. Thank you. Brain fire.
That's why I'm here. And then, let's see, Wi-Fi calling, which the boyfriend travels overseas, and when he does, he can't call me. He can FaceTime me when he finds Wi-Fi. He can text me when he finds Wi-Fi. But now the new iPhone 6 lets you call people on Wi-Fi.
Interesting.
So, like, if you're, let's see, where do I have the worst reception? On Chambers in between Maine and Lincoln here in Parker.
Oh, really?
There's horrible reception. My phone always, like, stops, like, playing anything off my, like, music or YouTube. If I'm listening to, it'll stop. So, Wi-Fi. I can call someone if I break down.
Are you sure that's not, like, a haunted, like, Indian burial ground area? I don't know.
I have a hotspot on my work phone, so I can, like, throw up the Wi-Fi if I,
gotcha.
Like, It's like a quarter of a mile. It's not that long, but I feel like it's so long. I'm like, silence. Does that make sense? Laughing at yes.
I know exactly what you mean. I mean, we just traveled through the desert.
Oh,
so there yeah. were parts where just, you know,
you're like, if we nothing. Break down, no one can save us because exactly. we can't call anyone.
Right. Ugh. Yeah.
Anyway, Wi-Fi calling. I'm super excited about that.
Nice.
Very the protective cool. keyboard basically means that you can stop accidentally typing duck.
Mm.
Uh-huh. And all those other typos that you hate.
I never type duck.
Me either. Not on purpose. And the iPhone 6 Plus has up to 14 hours of video time running on battery alone. So that's 14 episodes of Mistresses or Grey's Anatomy or what's another hour show that you watch? Sons of Anarchy. Mm. No, but sometimes that's an hour and a half.
Yeah. Usually on those episodes where you just hate Kurt Sutter.
Yes.
You're like, gah.
Last season nope. started. Are you caught up? No, okay. Blip, blip, next. Blip. I'm waiting for you to come in one day and be like, I'm caught up with Sons of Anarchy.
So the new season started and Tuesday. Everyone blew up the Facebook. I'm like,
I gotta
deactivate my account. I just, seriously, that's how bad it was. I couldn't handle it.
Steve was traveling and I promised him I would wait for that first episode. And I did. I didn't look at Facebook. I would post, but I wouldn't look.
Right. No scrolling down.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I don't want to know. Let's see. What else? The new phones also have an A8 processor, like I said, a 64-bit chip designed to make phone gaming more beautiful. I don't play games. Your avatars are going to look stunning.
Wow.
Yay. The redesigned power button is now on the side and easier to reach. So now that I'm trained... where my power button is right. to, like, shut down click my screen, it. Mm-hmm. it's going to move.
Right.
But
well, same with the whole chargers.
Yeah. I still have the old one.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. Live tweet like a professional. The iPhone 6 is 50% faster than the original model. The difference between live tweeting comments from your drunk girlfriend while you're out for ladies' night and then losing those forever. Those comments.
Hmm. Interesting.
No more squinting at the screen. Apple's new rotating screen display enables you to see things on your phone clearly. Now you'll be able to actually read the words.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even understand that.
I think you have to, because right now you have to like zoom in
mm-hmm.
to read words. I think this is supposed to be a clearer screen.
Oh. Is it going to be bigger maybe?
Maybe. Well, yes, it is. It is going to be bigger.
Mm.
You have two choices. You have the 6, which is a little bit bigger than... now, or you have the 6 Plus, which is like almost Samsung big.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It's like a book.
And there's 100.
We're going back to the cement yes. blocks.
That's what Steve was saying. Like you go small and then you go big and you go small and you go big. Let's see. New features enabled you to use your phone one-handed. One eye on the cute guy across the bar. One-handed texting a friend. And neither activity really requires that much multitasking, as the married lady looks at me like I'm crazy.
No. I mean, that to me seems like it's enabling us more so to be on our phones while driving now.
I didn't even think about that.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, of course, everyone flirts. Nobody flirts anymore because they're always on their phones. So that has, yeah.
When was the last time you dated? Think about it. Think about it. Think about it.
5
years ago?
6.
6 years ago.
6 years. No.
So, 7 years ago? 8 years ago.
6 years ago.
6 years ago. So, mine was 4 years ago. And I was like, what the heck am I doing? No one talks anymore. Right. Even Steve and I, my current boyfriend, 4.5 years, I could probably count on 2 hands how many times we've talked on the phone.
Yeah.
Because it's all texting. Mm-hmm. So you're completely right.
Well, even just if you're at the bar, I mean, I don't know.
And you can use your iPhone to pay for things now. I'm a little scared about this feature.
Isn't there this whole new movement called, like, ISIS? Nothing to do with the terrorist group, but, like, it's an actual program that if you... put your credit card information and you pay at certain companies, like Jamba Juice was one of them. Mm-hmm. If you use ISIS, then you get a discount. But it's like
it was really called ISIS?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
I think that's what it was called. But it's like a whole database where everyone's credit card numbers are stored. And
yeah, how safe is that? It's like I trust PayPal.
Somewhat.
I've just now started using it on a regular basis because it's been a while since it was, like, introduced to us.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing crazy has happened with PayPal. So I started using that instead of my direct credit card.
Yeah.
It's going to take me a good 5-10 years before I start using my phone to pay for things.
Yeah, it's scary.
And the new iPhone's supposed to be waterproof and shatterproof.
I hope so.
I don't know. I'm still going to be buying cases.
This thing was plastic. I got the cheap one because it's plastic and it's still shattered on me.
Is it because of your daughter or you?
No, it was me. Oh, well. No, okay, so I have some iPhone news.
What's up?
So we're driving through and listening to music.
Uh-huh.
And I loaded, like, I preloaded my music onto my phone so that we would have something to listen to while we were driving. Right. Well, I had it on shuffle, and these U2 songs kept popping up on my...
Did you preload them?
No.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, I remember reading... Like, scrolling through my news feed and reading that they had just released a new album.
Yes.
And I was thinking, I'm like...
It's a free download. Well, October something,
so
right?
So iPhone went in and added it to everyone's iPhone.
Wait a second.
Or a select few. I don't know. But it ended up getting onto mine. Oh. And so now I'm thinking...
What else can they get into?
Yeah. So I told my husband, I'm like, I don't know that I'm going to buy another iPhone. Is it on there?
No.
Oh.
But well, you're not going to buy another iPhone?
I don't know. That's kind of weird.
Maybe you accidentally clicked on it.
Well, that's what I thought too, but I read an article that they just now posted a way for iPhone users to go in and delete that album from their iTunes. Oh. Because they gave it to everyone.
That's weird.
And I'm not a huge, I'm not a U2 fan at all.
I'm not either.
And so we were looking, and I just, like, these U2 songs kept popping up, and I'm like, I don't know where this
came
from.
Your husband's like, who are you?
I know. Well, I think he likes, I don't know. I don't know if he does or not, but we were talking about it, and I read this article, and at that point, I was like, ugh.
Everyone check your iDevice. Do you have U2?
U2. New album.
Did you mean to get U2? If you didn't, message me on Facebook or message us on Facebook. Facebook.com/2girlsinabottleofwine.
Yeah, let us know your rants.
Yeah, you can rant away. Well, thank you so much for coming. What? No, what?
Didn't we run over? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I love running over.
Okay.
That means we had fun, right?
Yeah.
You had fun?
I had a lot of fun, yeah.
You're not exhausted?
I'm always exhausted.
It's called being a mom.
Yes.
Lots of people can relate. I can't. And yes. I'm okay with that. You'll be back soon. Anything you want to talk about, like plug or anything? Anything coming up big?
No.
Okay. We'll have you back again very soon. And all right. Bye.
Cool. Bye. Thank you.
It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast. And I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off.
I was a bad Mexican.
I was at Subaru school today.
The competition that goes on between women.
Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/2girlsinabottleofwine. Each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time on Rocking Comedy Radio. Don't miss us.